Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer. Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast. I have with me today Brian Basilico. He's an internationally recognized best-selling author of It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. Brian also has a new upcoming book called The Bacon System, Marketing Recipes for a Sizzling Business. Brian is a sought-after speaker, coach, and adjunct professor. He brings to you today over 35 years of marketing experience to his award-winning internet marketing company called B2B, spelled capital B, small, capital B, number two, and then lowercase b, Interactive Marketing Incorporated. Brian is a syndicated podcaster at thebaconpodcast.com. He's a blogger and a guest expert featured in Entrepreneur and Inc. magazines. Also has contributed to many articles, radio shows, and podcasts. I met Brian at the Novice to Advanced Marketing Systems Conference within the last year, and I was impressed with his great depth of knowledge about internet marketing and specifically relationship marketing. And I know that some of those terms may be unfamiliar to you. So first of all, Brian, could you tell us about your area of expertise? What would you call that?
Well, first off, thanks for having me, Pat. I mean, this is such a pleasure to talk with you. So my area of expertise goes way, way back when I started my first business when I was 18 years old in my father's basement. And I've been a serial entrepreneur. I mean, I've done the corporate stints. I worked for AT&T, Arthur Anderson, and a whole bunch of different companies over the course of the years. But one of the things I learned was that my heart, my soul was in marketing, online advertising. You know, and again, I go back to when I owned the recording studio in my dad's basement. There was no internet. There was no email. There was only print. I mean, it was the only thing we really had to work with as far as marketing. So I learned back then that in order to communicate with people, I had to come up with messages that they wanted to learn about. So what I would do is I would write stories on a Atari 400 and a dot matrix printer, and then I would literally cut them out with scissors, and I would paste them together on a piece of 11 by 17 paper, put a header on there and stuff like that, and then take them to a printer and get them printed, and then ship them out via U.S. Postal Service. And the thing about that, and the thing that's happening now with all this newfangled stuff, you know, internet marketing, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those things, it really hasn't changed over the course of the years. The principles of what we do never change. The techniques on how we do it constantly change. So one of the things that I've done over the course of the years is constantly reinvent myself to learn the tactics that those principles can be applied to so that people can communicate with their perfect audience, with the messages that they want to hear, that they will take action on. So that's kind of the, you know, kind of a very short background on the way I've done things.
And who did you ship these pieces of paper to?
I shipped them to my clients, my current clients, and then I expanded it to, I actually was saying, okay, who is a potential client? And I would go through the phone book, and I'd literally pick up the phone and say, and this is back when we had yellow pages and stuff like that, and I'd say, hey, I'm an audio recording studio. Do you use any audio services at all? And that's the only question I asked them. They would give me a yes or no answer, and if they said yes, then I would say, is there a person I should send something to? They'd give me the name, and I'd put it in the mail. And, you know, so I was just simply trying to identify who those clients were who could potentially use my services, and that's how I did it.
It's amazing. You're right. It is the same principle, but delivered in a very different mechanism. Tell me about relationship marketing. What is that term?
Well, relationship marketing, and the first book that I wrote, it's not about you, it's about bacon, relationship marketing in the social media world. A lot of people are so focused on the tools that are out there, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Google+, now Snapchat, you know, Blab, Periscope, all of those kind of things. Those are delivery platforms, but really relationship marketing is based on the simple principle of know, like, and trust. Know, like, and trust is you get to know somebody, and a lot of times you get to know somebody by meeting them face-to-face. And that could be at a networking event, it could be at an industry conference, it could be a lot of different things. That's where you're shaking hands and seeing somebody for the first time and saying, okay, you know, I know you, you know me, we met at a conference. I didn't walk up to you and hand you a business card and say, how can I do business with you, which is the way a lot of people try to go to networking meetings and do it. What it's really based on is how do we grow a relationship over time. The like portion is where we start to find some common things that we can communicate on. It could be dogs. It could be the fact that we're both from New Jersey. It could be something along the lines where we have something in common. And now we're communicating either online or face-to-face and building that like. So all of a sudden, yeah, I like this person. They're not trying to sell me too much. They're really concerned about me. Maybe they make a connection and give me a good contact that might be a good referral for me. That's where the like happens. Trust happens. That's where transactions happen. And trust is the place where somebody has seen you, they've watched what you do, and they consider you a resource, whether it's for them or for somebody they might refer you to. And so the know, like, and trust is a sequence of things, and that's what relationship marketing is really all about. It's about building that relationship over a long term and giving people a reason to want to either work with you or recommend you. But it really starts by giving first. One of my favorite books is by one of my mentors. His name is Al Ritter. It's called The 100-0 Principle. And what he talks about in that book is, give 100% of yourself 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. So as you walk into these relationships, what I tend to focus on and try to teach people to do is when you meet somebody, think about how you can help them first. Who could you connect them to that maybe would propel their business or give them a reason to want to get to know you better? And a great example of how this works is in LinkedIn, for example. LinkedIn, you have the ability to either endorse somebody or you can give them a recommendation. An endorsement is just random. I've been endorsed for cat herding and basket weaving. It means absolutely nothing and nobody really pays attention to it. A recommendation is a testimonial. And the 100-0 principle works this way. If you go into LinkedIn and you recommend somebody that you know first, you go in and write them a recommendation, there's a better than 75% chance that they're going to recommend you back, and they're going to recommend you more heartfelt, more sincere, and they'll put more energy into it than if you walk up to them and simply say, would you recommend me? So the whole point about relationship marketing is building relationships, being a resource, being Google for somebody, being a connector, giving, and being a human being, and then watch what happens.
The people that Legal Nurse Consultants work with are attorneys, and they are busy. They've got constant demands on them between preparing for trials or screening cases or working up cases. They receive a lot of cold letters in the mail, cold phone calls, sometimes cold visits from legal nurse consultants. Why is relationship marketing important for legal nurse consultants to be paying attention to?
It's important because they are, like you say, they're inundated. And I work with a lot of lawyers. The kind of things, I mean, not only are they getting inundated with stuff from legal nurses, but think about it from the online marketing perspective. They're being bombarded with, you know, calls saying, I can help you get number one on Google, I can help you with your SEO, I can help you with this kind of stuff. They're bombarded with all kinds of people knowing that, A, they have money, and, B, that they are a good possibility to sell them something. What relationship marketing does is imagine meeting a lawyer face-to-face at a networking meeting. Imagine creating a relationship online on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or something along those lines. What you do is you connect up with them, but you don't sell them anything. You just try to be that resource for them, or at least provide them with good information that can help them that they may pay attention to. You know, it's not selling, it's more educating, communicating, giving them something of a resource that's going to help them do things faster, better, cheaper, whatever it is. So it's an investment in a relationship with these people. So if you can meet them face to face, that's ultimately the best way to do it. If you can't meet them face to face, maybe they're part of your Chamber of Commerce. And maybe you can invite them to something as simple as a webinar, or maybe invite them to say, I write great articles about how legal nurses can make your job easier, and provide them some good information, educate them, train them, teach them something new. By doing that, you start to build that know, like, and trust. So it's not such a cold call experience of somebody just saying, hey, I could do business with you and we can make money together. You know, it's more about them. Here's something I like to talk about, Pat, a lot. People listen to two different radio stations, especially on the internet and in face-to-face. What happens with a lot of people is they like to broadcast on the radio station WIIAM. What WIIAM stands for, what is interesting about me? When people are searching out content on the internet, or they're on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or reading blogs, people are listening to WIIFM. What's in it for me? Now, as we know in radio, AM is kind of a lower frequency and doesn't have the quality. FM is better for music and things like that, and just sounds better. But people are much more interested in how can you help me, as opposed to who you are and what you do. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make, is they're constantly trying to sell and promote themselves, when if they find a way to really give great information that helps the other person, that's where they're going to see the results.
Those are really critical points, and I think you're pointing out a common misperception that many small business owners have and legal nurse consultants have, which is, let me tell you all about the services that I offer. Unfortunately, the services are the same over and over and over again, so there's nothing that makes that legal nurse consultant stand out from the 100 other people who are approaching the attorney with the same list of services.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think where relationship marketing comes in is supplying information to the prospect that would entice that attorney to be able to then engage with the legal nurse consultant and find out more.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about relationships. I mean, I hate to put it so bluntly, but a lot of people treat networking and things like this as if you walked into a bar, you see somebody who looks pretty or handsome, you shake their hand and say, hey, you want to get married? That's what a lot of people do, but a real relationship takes dating and time, and, you know, it takes caring and giving and equal, you know, equal benefits to both sides, you know, and so building a relationship and relationship marketing is all about thinking about what's in it for them that I can provide that's different. You know, how can I be a resource? How can I be that support mechanism? How can I give them something that everybody else in the marketplace is not doing, other than trying to come in and get work and take their money?
So let's get concrete. What would you advise a legal nurse consultant to do to carry this concept out?
Well, it starts with one thing. First and foremost, you have to have a presence on the internet today. I don't care how and why, but you have to. Now, one of the things that I don't recommend that a lot of people do, which a lot of people do, is they say, well, I'm just going to go on Facebook and be my business on Facebook. I'm not going to worry about being myself, and I'm going to, you know, I'll go on LinkedIn and do the same thing. I want to just constantly promote myself. That is one of the worst things that you can do for two reasons. Number one, people don't want to buy things off Facebook because they go there for fun, they go there for entertainment, they go there for engagement. Also, the second problem with that is that you don't own it. all you have to do is do one thing that's against the rules, and I've seen this happen with companies that had like 4.5 million followers. They did one thing wrong, Facebook shut them down, and it's gone. So what you have to do is you have to own your message, but you also have to own your own media. And that starts with building a website. So having a website is the best way to start. Now, there's lots of ways to get free websites. You can go to Wix, you can go to Squarespace, you can go to WordPress.com and get all these free things. But the same thing I said about Facebook and LinkedIn and all those things is exactly the same there. If they decide to shut down, if they don't like you, if you violate a rule, for example, in WordPress.com, you cannot sell anything. You can only put up a blog. But if your blog is considered to be selling, they can shut it down. So by creating your own website on your own space, and here's the key thing. Number one, go buy your domain name, whatever it is, the best thing that you can find. I suggest everybody buy their name if it's available. Like I own brianbasilico.com. But then I also own b2b-im.com, which is the only thing I could get when I opened my company that semi-made sense. And then I pay for my own web hosting. One of the challenges a lot of people do is they don't think they understand it, and so they hand it off to somebody else. I've seen this happen so many times. So somebody else goes and buys their domain name, and somebody else goes and buys their hosting. And God forbid, and I've seen this happen, the person dies. Or they go out of business. And you have no access to any of that stuff. So take it under your own control. Make sure you control your domain name. Make sure you control your hosting. And get, even if it's just a simple one-page website, you can find people locally, nationally, that can help you do that. And it could just be as simple as, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's links to my social media. So start with a home base. And that's what the whole Bacon system is really about. It's starting with a home base that you own, you control, and that will grow with you as time goes on. So that would be step number one. Does that kind of answer the question you were asking?
Mm-hmm. It does. I sense that there's a step number two coming.
Oh, yes. Step number two. Step number two is start to learn how to read analytics. Put Google Analytics on your website. If you can't do it yourself, get somebody to help you. I mean, you want to be involved in Google. You want Google Local. So you want, if somebody's searching for a legal nurse in your town, that you show up in Google searches. You want analytics on your website so that you can see where those searches are coming from, and so that you can, you know, use that information to help you grow what it is that you're doing. You can't run a business without having some kind of accounting system. If you run a business without understanding a balance sheet or a profit and loss statement, you're basically a wantrepreneur. You're not an entrepreneur. So you have to understand where your income is coming from, where your expense is going, so that you can actually make a profit in your business. The same thing is 100% true when it comes to online marketing. You need to understand the metrics of what's happening on your website, on your web properties. Is what I'm doing on Facebook driving traffic to my website? Are my blogs or interviews or anything, you know, driving more traffic to my site, and how do I do more of what's working and less of what's not? So you really need that. And then the third step is creating content, which is known as content marketing. And content marketing is you're doing something. I don't care whether it's writing an article, doing a blog, doing a podcast, creating graphics, getting interviewed on somebody else's podcast or radio show, or even getting into the local newspaper, you know, and talk about that. Maybe, you know, even though newspapers are not what they used to be, but they have online components. Maybe you could write a blog or something about, you know, things to think about with legal nurses, or, you know, things that lawyers need to think about. Think about your audience, where they're hanging out, and what kind of information do you know that you could give them that would help them promote. Those three things combined, having the home-based website, having analytics, and then doing content marketing of some sort, is what I call the marketing trifecta. All three of those things work in concert. The content marketing drives traffic to the website. You use analytics to measure how that content marketing is working, and then you modify the website based on the things that you're seeing. So that's basically the basic system. It may sound overwhelming, But it's really not. It's not that hard to create, not that hard to produce. I mean, Pat, you do it, right? You do your own websites and you do a lot of this stuff.
I do. I have 2 blogs a week and a e-zine that goes out every week to the legal nurse consultants who are my market. And yes, it does take time, but it mm-hmm. requires you to have the discipline, which is, I think, a challenge, particularly for extremely busy people who are juggling a job and trying to develop a business or run a business, in essence, mm-hmm. having 1.5 full-time commitments.
Yes, and you're speaking to the choir on that one. Because I do, like you, and now you have a podcast, by the way, mm-hmm. but I do 2 podcasts a week, a blog a week, an email marketing thing, and then I have all this content work that I've got to do for my clients on top of speaking and teaching and being a community advocate and going to networking and doing all of those things. Yes, it is very difficult to manage, but one of the things that I've learned to do over the course of time, and I have something coming out relatively soon. It's called my productivity package. And I talk about this. And what I do is I tend to break things down into categories. And I call them 3 different things. I call them MMAs, BMAs, and CMAs. MMAs are money-making activities. We have to do something to make money in order to have a business. BMA is business-making activities. That's what your podcast, that's what your blog, that's what even networking are. Is getting out and doing things that grow your business. Because let's face it, you know, you get a job with one lawyer, and then that work goes away for a while, and you got to fill in the next gap. It's not like the lawyer, if you're lucky enough to have one lawyer that keeps you busy all the time, that's incredible. But most of us aren't in that luxury zone. We have to kind of fill in from this lawyer and then get another lawyer, and maybe we have a stable of 5 that constantly give us 1 job a week, and now we've got 5 jobs a week that we can work on, which is awesome. But you still have to do things that build your business, and that's what business-making activities are. Is business-making activities are your marketing. You have to do things like, you know, your blog, maybe go and buy a dot matrix printer and an Atari 400 and print out a newsletter, whatever it is that you do, you know, you've got to continue to do that. One of the things I try to let my clients know, which is incredibly important, is the busier you are, the harder you have to market. Because what a lot of people fall into is what I call sine wave marketing. Okay, they get super, super busy, and they're way at the top, and then they stop marketing because they don't have time. Then all of a sudden, it kind of gets to the middle, and then it falls down like, oh my goodness, I have nothing to do. So now I start marketing my butt off, and then it comes back up, and then it goes way to the top, and I stop marketing, and you see the sine wave going up and down and up and down. The people that get it are the people that are marketing consistently on a regular basis to their audience so that they don't have that big of a sine wave. Maybe it's a little bit of a sine wave, a couple of ups and downs, but at least it's something that's a little bit more steady rather than feast or famine. And so that's incredibly important. So let me go back to the MMA, BMA, and CMA again. MMA, money-making activity, is the first thing you should always put on your to-do list every single day. Get paid first. Secondly, always have something in the works that's going to help you market yourself better. And then CMA is customer maintenance activities. And that is, you have to do things like answer email, check your Facebook, do the things that you have to do to maintain those relationships with your clients. You know, if somebody sends you a problem on email that you need to fix, you're going to have to schedule that into your day. It's one of those disruptions, but it's something that you have to do. So, you know, make sure that you're dealing with all of those things on a regular basis every single day. You can't just say, I'm just going to make money today, I'm just going to do business marketing today, I'm just going to do customer maintenance today. Because again, it leads to that sine wave of stuff. You have to be consistent and have some kind of system or plan in place to work through that.
You know, that's a wonderful system. I've never heard it described that way, and I can see easily how you could get out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you touched on something that is one of my personal mantras, which is to always continue to focus on marketing and not rely on one attorney to keep you busy, because that attorney could have a major disruption in the law firm, drop dead. Mm-hmm. Partners have been known on the weekend to move out, taking cases with them. There could be a change in the law that completely removes the need for a legal nurse consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this particular focus because there was a year in my life when my husband was a manufacturer's rep, and he had machine parts made in one place, and then he sold them to the end user. And he did that very profitably just by marking up the parts for several years. And then one day, his only customer said, you know what? We don't need Raj in the middle anymore. We can just go right to the shop. Why do we have to go through him? We'll save money. Mm-hmm. And overnight, our income evaporated, and he was not able for the next year to produce any income except for selling our pickup truck. So it made me highly sensitive to this issue of you can't put all your eggs in one basket, because that basket could fall apart on you. And I urge people listening to this to never rely on a single customer as their source of income.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So we've talked about what we should be doing. Can you wrap this up in terms of what are the skills that legal nurse consultants need to be effective in relationship marketing?
Well, the skills that they need is, let's face it, you're either an introvert or an extrovert. More people, I think, are introverted than extroverted. I think the skills that you need are something where you're a good listener and you're good at asking questions. And then I also think you need to be a good connector if possible. Even if somebody is not in your industry, let's say you meet a plumber, okay, and the plumber is somebody that you know, like, and trust, and somebody needs some plumbing. I mean, I see this all the time on Facebook is, you know, somebody says, does anybody know a good plumber? Well, I know dozens of them, but based on the area that they're at, I'll recommend three people. Now, that doesn't get me any business, but it certainly keeps me top of mind. Somebody the other day just said, hey, I lost my job. Does anybody know any good, you know, opportunities? I'm always keeping my ears open for that. One of my clients, who happens to be a HVAC company, you know, called me the other day and said, hey, we're looking for somebody who's going to be a good customer support rep. Well, lo and behold, something comes up on Facebook, and I say, oh, hey, you know, this would be good. I said, I am me, and I made the connection. I think the thing that you have to do is you have to be a giver first and really learn how to listen, communicate, and be a connector. And then I think from there, slowly but surely, somebody's going to remember that you do legal nurse consulting, know a lawyer, could be a brother-in-law, could be a friend, could be a neighbor, and that connection happens. And so that's really it. You got to invest time in this because it doesn't happen overnight. It's taken years. I've been in business for 35 years, and I still have people from way, way back. I mean, back when I was 18 years old, still connecting up with me on Facebook and providing me connections to people that can use my services because they've learned to know, like, and trust me. Relationships are the currency of business, and you need to invest in them in a way that's going to give you a return on your investment.
I think that's a great point because we live so much in an instant gratification world that we want to see the energy that we put out rewarded right now.
Right. That's a huge mistake that a lot of people make, and what they'll do is they fall prey to these get-rich-quick online advertising, SEO, Yelp, Yext, Google AdWords, Facebook ads. I mean, they throw money at it expecting this immediate return when, frankly, even that takes a lot of time. And there's a science and methodology to it. And, you know, ultimately in business, if you're going to spend a dollar, you need to make three. And if whatever you're doing is not giving you a return on investment, then stop doing it. But the thing about relationships is they'll never stop giving you a return on investment. You just don't know when that stock is going to go up.
And you've mentioned SEO a couple of times. And just for people who are listening who are not familiar with that abbreviation, could you explain that?
Yeah, it stands for Search Engine Optimization. And I doubt there's anybody in this audience that has not gotten an email from somebody that said, we can make you number one on Google. SEO is a thing, but it's not the thing that is going to get you number one on Google. What's going to get you number one on Google is creating great information and posting it to your website and your blog. SEO companies charge a lot of money. I've seen them charge upwards of $1,500 a month with zero return on investment. So just be wary. There's not every SEO company is bad, but there's a vast majority of scammers out there sending emails in spam and stuff like that. So just be wary of that stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that warning. Let's wrap up by having you tell our listeners, what is the Bacon System?
Okay, well, the Bacon System is a book. It's available on Amazon, as all of mine are. You just go to Amazon, search Brian Basilico. It's B-R-I-A-N-B-A-S-I-L-I-C-O. And you'll find all my books out there. But the Bacon System itself is a 12-step program. Yes, a 12-step program, just like most others. But what it does is it really guides people step by step through how to create an online system that helps you generate more business. And it starts out, there's three major components. I talked about the marketing trifecta, that's number one. The second piece is content creation, which is doing blogs, doing podcasts, doing videos, graphics, whatever it is, but creating content. And then finding a way to repurpose that into what I call lead magnets. They are, a lead magnet is you write 5 blogs, then you combine those into an ebook, and then you give away that ebook to get people on your list. So it could be the top 5 things that lawyers need to think about when hiring a legal nurse. And you write 5 blog posts about that. Now you've combined that into a lead magnet. And when lawyers are searching for a legal nurse and they get to your website and they see this free ebook, they might download it. Will they read it? Who knows? But at least it makes you top of mind. And then the third major component, now that we've created content, is content distribution. And that is through email, through social media, and through repurposing things, like turning that ebook into a full-blown book, to turning it into a presentation that you can give at your Chamber of Commerce, to turning it into a video series. You know, there's lots of things that you can do when you start to create content to build credibility, to build awareness, and to build top of mind with the audience that you really want to reach. So that's what the whole Bacon System is all about, is developing all of those things so you create a system that helps you generate more business.
Well, thank you, Brian. I know that our listeners are going to want to get more information from you. How can they connect?
Well, the easiest way is search Brian Basilico on Google. You will find me everywhere, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I love connections. Feel free to do that. You can find me at brianbasilico.com. You can find my books at Not About You, the letter U. It's notaboutu.com. And there's tons of different ways to get a hold, but just search Brian Basilico. You'll find me anywhere.
And be sure to check out Brian's podcast, baconpodcast.com. He releases episodes with great regularity. Thank you so much, Brian, for sharing your expertise with our group. I'm excited about what you've shared, and I know I've taken notes, and there's some things that I need to be focusing on, so I appreciate your expertise.
Pat, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.